Once upon a time, there was an ant who stood transfixed in front of an enormous, beautiful, impossibly red watermelon. But the problem was the watermelon was separated from him with what felt like an incredibly huge moat. You see, the sneaky picnickers had known that there were going to be ants, and so they had put the plate with the watermelon inside another plate and filled it with water, and he stood there with water in front of him, and he couldn't reach it. And all the rest of the ants, they were scampering around, getting more easily accessible food, garbage. But they were like, we can just settle for the garbage. It's going to be all right. We don't need to go for that watermelon, but he stood there. And the ant was thinking of his grandfather. He remembered his grandfather used to bring back the most delicious, incredible, delectable bits of food to share with his family. Food that no other ant had ever tasted before, because he wouldn't settle for just garbage. He would go for the most amazing, most beautiful things. And so he was thinking about his grandfather filled with memory. And he tried to reach out for it, and he realized that he couldn't. And he looked back at all the other ants that were scampering, bringing back food to their families. And he was about to leave, and he started to turn and started to take the easy way, when all of a sudden he heard a cheer erupt. Little did he know, but there was people picnicking over in San Diego, California, far, far, far away, where you could still picnic. But it was transplanted Chicago Cubs fans. And they were amazed because the impossible was happening. It looked like the Cubs were actually going to go to the World Series. And the ant wasn't a huge baseball fan. But the ant could feel that sense of possibility. And the ant, emboldened by the Cubs and also by his grandfather, just stood there and he thought and he felt, just reach out. Just reach out. Even though it was impossibly far, even though there was no way that he could actually reach it himself, he just reached out and he went on his back little legs, and all of the other legs, the four other legs, were just stretched out. When sure enough, the other ants saw. And they stopped and they thought about the garbage that they were about to just perpetuate, the patterns of garbage that weren't necessarily delicious or amazing. And one decided he would reach out too. And he went right next to that same ant and also on his back little legs and reached out with four legs. And then one more came up beside him. And then another came up behind them and then crawled up on top and then was reaching out even farther. And now it was two stacks of ants and more until it was like an ant pyramid reaching up and out. And then finally so many had reached out for the impossible that it tipped over. And there was an ant bridge to the delicious watermelon. And ant after ant after ant went over the ant bridge and reached and grabbed beautiful, incredible, perfect chunks of watermelon and brought it all the way back to the ants. Were waiting and had never eaten anything so delicious. And so it is with us. We reach out for huge goals, which might seem far away. We take on enormous challenges here together, but we can reach out one by one together. We can reach out and wrap our arms together around enormous challenges. Hunger, racism. All of the hardest things we face, we can change when we reach out together. Amen.